A quick review of yesterday's point from the Avni Melua and the Ketzayis HaChayshem. The Avni Melua is in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, if you want to look it up. The Ketzayis HaChayshem is in Simen Chin Yud Gimel. Okay, I'm going to try to say it over very clear so that you could write it down. And then later tonight or whenever it is, over the weekend, it'll be a good opportunity to review it. Because after this, we're going to be going weiter in the next Gemara. Okay? So here's what we're going to try to do like this. We had a Chakira. A chakira in what is the chiddush of not only yada but also gaga v'chatzer v'kafepa. Menachem actually was mechaber to this shayla, right? Menachem had this shayla, and Avi also had this shayla. When the Torah says v'nasim biyada, and we're dairish also chatzera gaga v'chatzer v'kafepa, the question is, what's the nature of that drasha? Is the pshat that therefore yad really is lav davka, really yad just means rishus? Or is the pshat that rishus has a din of yad? Right? That was the shayla that you asked, Menachem? I think that was it? Yeah. So that was the tut dudin. We brought a Taz and a Beis Yosef who seemed to say that the pshat is that yad is not literally yad, but rather yad is rishus. Right? That's the idea. The Torah says yad, but it really means rishus. That is the mahalach, which I was also using to explain the Rashi in Bab Metzia and how it fits with our Rashi. By us, the drasha tells you that yad means rishus, which, by the way, I found afterwards I was mechaber to the Nesivos and Simon Reish also. But it goes like this. That's all what we've been discussing till now. We brought a diak from Rashi that says, the Rashi in the Mishnah that says maybe the other way, that says chatzer is like yad. Fine. So now we have two tzadim on the table. Either yad is expanded, it means rishus. The other side is no, chatzer is like yad. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Hevavos Geirishin, told us that yad is rishus. Yad, chatzer, all of it, the ideal is rishus. So the Rambam fits on the category that yad is rishus, like the Taz, Beis Yosef, etc. Fine. Where does the Ketzayis fit in? Where does this Avni Melua fit in? In a nutshell, the Ketzayis basically says an important point. In Avni Melua, it's in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. What does he say? A very important point, very incredible Likuda. He says like this. When let's say a woman rents a chatzer. She rents a chatzer. What's the halacha? Can she be kind with her chatzer, the get, or not? So the Rambam says, yes, she could. As the Rambam says, she could be kind of the get, even though it's a rented chatzer, it's not hers. She doesn't own that physical property, but she rented it from anybody. It doesn't make a difference who. She rented it from somebody. When it's rented, like this building. Yeah, the yeshiva rented this building, okay? So now, is it the yeshiva's building? Could the yeshiva be kind of stuck with this chatzer? There's a big sign. If you're now to leave something around 130 days, it becomes the yeshiva's. How did it become the yeshiva's? Kinyan chatzer, right? So could Kinyan chatzer work with rented property? What's the teretz? The Rambam says that she could be kind of the get. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, she could be kind of the get. The question is, how is she being called to the end? How does that work? What's the pshat? The pshat is that when you rent property, what do you get when you rent property? Do you now own the physical property? Let's say you rent a car for a day. How much does it cost to rent a car? Right? Not so much. My wife is a car rental agent. It's like $35 a day. It's not so much. It's okay. $35. Okay, you rent a car for $35, and now you're like, oh, this is amazing. I just rented a car. I'm going to sell it for $3,500. To buy a brand new car costs $30,000. Everybody's going to want to buy a brand new car for $3,500, right? I rent it for $35. I'm going to sell it for $3,500. It's a great deal. Why? Because when I rent it, I now own it. It's even better than your business. No? Right? It's a great thing. It's a good idea. Okay? So now, what do we say? No, that doesn't work. Why not? Because you don't own the physical car. What do you get when you rent it?
Usage.
You own the usage. The shimush, the usage. Zok the Rambam. When this woman rents the chatzer, So now she has the usage of the chatzar. She owns the usage of the chatzar. Included in that is the ability to acquire something that ends up in the chatzar. That's the pshat that Avni Malum gives in the Rambam. Very beautiful. The problem is that a married woman has a yad. Okay? What does she do with this yad? She, let's say, is a neurosurgeon. Okay, she's earning $500,000 a year. And who gets that money? The husband. Because when the husband marries this woman, he now owns the usage of her yad. So now when you give the get to the woman in her hand, is it going to be a good gerishin or not? L'chayr, it should not be a good gerishin because it's like putting it in the husband's chatzar because he owns the usage. So the Avni Malum asked the kasha, he says, I don't understand, according to what we're saying about a chatzar, how can you divorce a woman by putting the get in her hand? That's Avni Malum's kasha. Because who owns the usage of the woman's hand after she gets married? Menachem. He owns it. He's the husband. Right? He owns the usage. And since he owns the usage, so who should be kind of the get when you put it in her hand? She or he?
Her.
He. Yeah. Right? Right. He is Hebrew for her. Right? So here's happening. So therefore, Zakt, the Avni Milum, we run into a problem. There's a stira between the din of Yad and the din of Chatzar. How does it work? Zakt, Avni Milum, and this is Mamish getting back to our Gemara, our discussion. Avni Milum says, they're both gonna work. Aye, it's contradictory. Teretz says they work in different ways. How do we know that you can divorce a woman when you put it into her hand?
Pasuk
says, "Nasan biyada." Nasan biyada. You put it in her hand. That's Avni Malum. Pasuk. How do you know that you can divorce a woman when you put it in her chatzar? From a drush. Zog Avni Miluim. Until now, people were saying different pshatim. The drusha tells you how to understand the word hand. It means like this, that, etc. Zog Avni Milum. No, there's two things going on here. There's one din, minasan biyada, put it in her hand. That's one way of doing gerishin. Another din, a drusha, that you could put it in the chatzar also. What's the difference? Why do we have to make it two separate dinim? Because they work in two different ways. How does the chatzar work? Whoever has the usage rights is kona with the chatzar. It doesn't go by who owns the physical land. It goes by who owns the usage rights. How does the yad work? The yad doesn't go by usage rights. The yad goes by who owns the physical land. Who owns this woman's physical land?
She does.
She does. It's hers, right? Yeah, the nail. Yeah, on the nail, right? So she has the physical hand. It's a different way of being kind of a get.
Why do we say that the husband owns the usage of her hand?
When a husband marries a woman, that's what happens.
But he's not, it's not like he's, well, it's not marrying, it's not like it's renting. It's not like it's a temporary thing. It's a...
That's true, but...
It's
meant to be eternal, but still, at the end of the day, the nature of the kinyan is that she still owns her herself. He just gets the usage that she produces, but she owns herself. Right? Yeah, what were you saying, Kiva?
How do you know when to use which reason?
How do you know when to use which? Very good. Because the idea is that what is the nature of the kinyan of chatzar? When you rent, when you have a chatzar, what's the idea? The purpose of a chatzar, what do you do with a chatzar? You use it, right? So therefore, zakt the k'tzois, that the kinyan of chatzar, he says, is... It's called the kinyan of rishus. How does the kinyan of rishus work? The kinyan of rishus, it works whoever has the rishus to use it. That's how it works. But yad, the nature, and this we're going to get into a Bez Hashem, hopefully in the Hemshech of today, in the next Gemara, the nature of yad is a totally different thing. Why does yad work? Could I add for a second? Does that have anything to do with using? It's in his hand. Done. Finished. The whole kinyan is over. Zakt Ktzais, Zakt Avni Milum, it's the same author. He says that is Gzeiras hakasuv nosan biyado. Put in her hand, done. Rishus, chatzur, it's a drasha, it's a separate idea, it's a different kinyan. It's a kinyan of Rishus.
Oh, you said it's the same thing.
Until now, I was saying, from the Taz, the Beis Yosef, the Chakira, the Rambam, they all want to say, the drasha expands Yad to mean Rishus.
Rashi.
Rashi, also very good, expands Yad to mean Rishus. That's one side of the Chakira. The other side of the Chakira is that, not that we're expanding Yad to mean Rishus, but the other way, we're saying Chatzer is a Yad. And now we have a third Mahalach, which is from the Avnei Meluim and the Ketzais. It's the same author, but he writes it in two different places. That it's not that Yad is a Chatzer or a Chatzer is a Yad. Both are true. It's two separate types of Kinyanim, and both work. One is Mefurish in the Pasuk. One is Vinasan Biyada, it's a Gzeiras HaKasuv, and the other is Kinyan Rishus, which is from the Drasha, Chatzer. Okay? That is why there's a difference, because if you have the Rishus to use, you're Kona with the Rishus. If you own the physical thing, so then you could be Kona with Yad. That's the Chiddush of the Ketzais, that's the Chiddush of the Avnei Meluim, and Be'ez Hashem will have a chance to review it at some point. What question? What? What are you saying?
What about
Nechsei Meluim? Oh, very good. So according to Rashi, with the Nechsei Meluk, Shtekel, that's L'chor, not like Tiksos. Right, correct. Very good. What do you say?
How do they argue? Like, who is he?
Who is Tiksos?
Yeah, Rashi. Yeah,
how do you know? I don't know. It's a good question.
We're
going to have to think about it.
He's
an Achron? He's Achron, yeah. He's one of the Gdol Achron. We're going to learn another Tiksos today, Be'ez Hashem. Another Avnei Meluim Ketzos. It's not Mefurish on the Mar Makomos, but it's the same. He has the same chiddush as the Achiezer quotes him. We're going to see it today on the Mar Makomos. Okay, we'll stop here.